Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball
Live from the motherfucking Matrix, Screwball Radio, Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga E. Massberg on the motherfucking current events. Got my nigga Comet, a.k.a. Bonnet, the sports. What's good, fellas?
What's happening?
Ain't nothing right now.
Episode number 72
right now.
Underway, man.
Yeah, real quick, you know, I don't mean to cut nobody off, but, you know, I'm watching the Final Four. You know,
oh,
North
shit.
Carolina and Duke. North Carolina and Duke, man, two North Carolina teams. One is their 21st time being there, and the other is, like, the 19th time being there.
Yeah, man,
started.
North Carolina going to take this. You know, I think they're going to take this, man.
I don't know, because the other team that was playing that's in the Final Four, on the other side of things, you know, who is it? Oh, man. Kansas, you know, Kansas smoked Villanova. You know, Kansas got a good squad, too. I watched that game just before, too, and they beat them by, like, 10, 15 points.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. So Kansas, you know, you got to watch the Kansas. They came to play. So they moved on. And they just got to wait for Duke or North Carolina to see who finished that. Either way, North Carolina going to win, you know, for their state. Because Duke is North Carolina and the Tar Heels is North Carolina. So somebody from North Carolina is going to the championship. That's for sure.
Yeah,
and it's very tense. In the competition atmosphere in my neck of the woods is very tense right now because I see a lot of the UNC and Duke head, because it's like a very tense rivalry. So all
so
the marbles
Raleigh,
are on
right?
the table today. Yeah.
You and Raleigh, right? So Raleigh's like a big Duke area, right?
Yeah, it's more so Duke because it's closer to Durham.
Yeah, they don't play that shit, man. They love that shit. Word up. They love that shit, man.
Yeah.
Death.
Yeah, Duke and North Carolina Tar Heels is like the Yankees and Mets down there, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they got the history, man. They got the history.
Definitely.
Either way, it's going to be definitely interesting. Man, it's been a crazy week, though. I mean, the swap of the industry is still making headways around the game, and I don't think this story is going to die anytime soon.
Yeah, I saw that he just he resigned from the film or the whatever agency that is for filming, and you know, he ain't gonna participate in no events, no nothing. So he pretty much just walked away from that. Will Smith.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago he was just boycotting them anyway. Chris Rock made a joke about them that year when he was hosting. Did you see that shit? Y'all remember that?
That was a couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah, he made a fucking joke about them, like, about them, you know. So he got a history of fucking with them. You know, people get smacked all the time, B. Fuck.
He know what's going to happen in front of the world.
It's just the first time two bitch-ass niggas slap each other. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. Real bitch-ass get mad, slap this bitch-ass nigga. And mad people mad because nobody got arrested. You know, mad niggas is like, yo, if that was this, da-da-da, if that was this. Yeah, man, it's a lot of different scenarios, man, but it wasn't, you know?
Like I said, man, Shanae slapped harder than Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? Like, Shanae would have slapped somebody too far. Like, you seen how he slapped him? That was like a shoe fly slap. That shit wasn't no major slap.
Nah, it looked like a Hollywood actor slap, like action. He took one. It looked like an action.
He didn't even knock Chris down.
No,
it looked like Chris braced for it. Like he like clenched his jaw for it, you know, like some stage shit.
He knew it was coming. He knew something was coming. He slapped the shit out of you. I'd have been like, damn, you playing with him.
His brother's on tour right now. He want all the static, man. He will come smack me, motherfucker.
Oh, man. That's the come up, Will Smith smack you, like, on some civil shit. On some criminal shit, you know, it's assault, but if you technically want to sue him, he can sue him on some civil shit.
Yeah, I don't know. That shit looked like he was trying to get a mosquito off of him. It was not no slap to me. No spit came out your mouth. Even WWE slapped harder than that shit. You could lose a tooth in the WWE, and that shit is all part of the fucking show.
That nigga got the shit slapped out of him. He's going on all the shows. You know, he's still doing stand-up shows, so all the stand-up shows went from the tickets used to be like $60. Now the tickets like $600.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's eating right now because everybody want to hear about him talk about it.
So he ain't talking about it.
He just taking the money.
People coming out the show talking about, oh, man, I want him to talk about the slap. And, you know, he touched on it real quick, but he don't go into it. You know how niggas is waiting for him to go into it. He ain't come up with no shit yet for that.
Yeah, people just like controversy, man. Like, let that shit just die out. He got slapped.
Nah, niggas want to hear some more jokes, man. Tell some more jokes.
And the ticket prices went up even higher now. It went from $65 to $270.
Yeah, so I just said, yeah. Man, you ain't paying attention. Yeah, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. What else going on out there, man? Fucking current events, man. That COVID shit. What's up with COVID, man?
Man, I think, man, just like I told y'all last week, I guess the United States looked at it like it's over because we say so.
Not really.
But I'm still taking precautions.
Nah, the news says that, you know, there's a new variant, the BA2 variant, that's starting to pick up. Like, it's starting to pick up, but it's just not strong enough to mess with nobody. You know, it comes in like a little cold, and, you know, I'm the
crime. Do y'all trust the government?
Nah, I don't trust the government, but I trust the hospitals, and I trust the people that work at the hospitals, and you know, them saying, like, you know, it's not as, you know, it ain't a lot of people coming into the ER. It's not a lot of people being really sick that they got to go to the hospital. You know, like, you could probably fight it just being at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard to trust a lot of shit, man. So, I don't know, man, where do you get the information from? Where do you get
my brother. My brother worked in the hospital. So I know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I know how it was when they were really bad, and I know how it is now, you know, when he's telling me it ain't really, you know, you got more people coming in for, like, flu and shit like that over COVID, you know? The Delta variant ain't there no more. Half the people that had them variants, they got, you know, they got their shot. And then when Omicron came through, a lot of people got sick with the Omicron. So then, you know, their immune systems picked up off of that, you know? So if everybody done had it already, it's hard to give it out if everybody done had it already, you know?
Yeah, they ain't talking about it no more, so it's a wrap.
No, they still talking about it. They still talking about it, but it's just the new variant it's not strong enough. It's the number one variant out there. It's what people are getting sick from, but it's just not, it's like a weaker version, you know? It's definitely not the 2020 COVID, and it's definitely not 2021 COVID, you know?
They ain't talking about it. You're right.
Yeah, it's weaker than the one that just swept everything. The one that just came through between December and January. This new variant is even weaker than that one. But you should see in China, they're making people take home tests. They locked down whole cities and making people get tested. And they have to stay at home and get tested. And they want people to get tested every 3 days. And that's in China, you know?
Yeah.
They don't play.
Well, you know that shit started over there, so just make sure they keep that shit over there.
Ain't no way to keep that shit over there. You know that shit already made its way all over, made its rounds. It's going to keep making different rounds, you know?
And not to mention, yeah, exactly. And while we talk about that, they was talking about inflation and how it was hurting the farmers market now, to where chicken prices are through the roof more than ever. And they even talked about getting synthetic meat now. Bill Gates was up there talking about he would get some fake meat.
Fuck out of here. Thing is crazy.
I mean, fake meat. They might as well just start giving out that tofu and what else? What's that shit, poet? Impossible Chicken. Impossible Burgers. Impasta Burgers, should I say? Impasta Burgers. That shit ain't even real meat. That shit's all made of vegetable, you know?
Yeah, they out of order, man.
The only thing, reason why it's going up is because fuel. The fuel issue is what making everything go crazy. Because you need fuel for everything. You need fuel to transport food. You need fuel for the buildings. You need fuel for everything. Everything go off of fuel. Unless everything turn electric, then that shit ain't happening no time soon. So. So we dealing with inflation, shrinkflation, gas prices high.
They ain't even talking about the war no more.
They was talking about it. They trying to come to an agreement.
Putin just going to just regulate, do what he want to do?
No, they trying to come to an agreement. You know, they want the U.S., you know, to let Putin know that they're not going to expand NATO, you know. As long as Ukraine don't join NATO, I'm sure, you know, because you see the forces pulling back from certain cities. You see them pulling back. So, you know, it all depends, man.
Yeah.
I watch the news every day. Every day something different.
And it got to the point where the news don't even know what to report. They just throwing whatever out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the news gotta keep you in panic, you know. That's what the news is there for, keep you in a panic. But, you know, I know the two countries were supposed to meet in Turkey over, you know, last couple of days. They were supposed to meet, but I don't know what was resolved, you know.
Yeah, man, they keep you in panic. And niggas love to fall in the panic mode.
That's how you can control a nation. You keep them in fear and panic. You can manipulate them to do anything.
Just remember, man, niggas was buying up all the toilet paper, my nigga.
Hell yeah.
Just remember that, sure. My nigga. Niggas was acting like the toilet paper is the key to something.
Shit, not only toilet paper too, they was buying up all the food. They wasn't leaving nothing for nobody else. Like you could go in the supermarket and everything was empty. Like you were just getting whatever was the scraps left over is what you grabbing, you know?
Yeah, but the most unthinkable thing that you would think of that you need, they're buying all of it. Like the toilet paper. What they niggas focusing on? Yo, we need all the toilet paper. Out of all
toilet
the
paper,
things,
Lysol.
Out of all the things you need, like toothpaste, toothbrush, all the things you may need the most, motherfuckers focused in on toilet paper. Why? I don't understand.
Yeah,
that.
I don't know. I don't know.
Toilet. I seen literally fist fights over toilet paper around that time. That 2020 was crazy.
Number one was toilet paper. Number two was was it masks or disinfected hand sanitizer or some shit?
Yeah, hand sanitizer and Lysol.
Yeah, you can't find that shit, yo. This is like crack on the street, yo. Niggas trying to find that shit, yo. You know who got that? Who got that? Yo, niggas are going crazy, yo.
Straight up.
But at least it's,
hey, I seen
at least
something
we passed
here with,
that point.
Yeah, it was awful. It was very awful. I mean, stores were packed everywhere. People were in frantic mode. I've seen so many fist fights.
Yeah,
they were pulling hammers
out.
A
bunch of shit there. I got a whole bunch of shit in there still from fucking last year she bought. I'm like, look at this shit. So I can imagine motherfuckers that was panicking. They got a whole bunch of shit that's going to go bad on their shelf.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir.
Somebody
classic.
About to talk about to get this motherfucker in. We got some more news to discuss. I know you got some more news here.
Yeah, I just seen this pop up, man. Floyd was out there calling out the ball players for being soft.
Who?
The NBA players. Floyd Mayweather. Because they don't play, because they be sitting out on the games.
Oh, man, you know, that's a, you can't tell a nigga if you hurt, man. Fuck. Basketball, you got to need your whole body to play.
Hold on, I'm going to read the quote real quick. It just popped up over here. He said, Floyd Mayweather bashes NBA players for intentionally sitting down on games. Hold on, I'm about to get that link.
Oh, they intentionally?
Yeah, a lot of them are doing that.
I mean, you know.
You don't know what's in that nigga body, how you feel. Floyd just mad because he's betting millions on these games.
That's what it is.
Floyd just mad because he want niggas to play, yo. Nah, man, this ain't boxing.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, he said the quote here. He said they will play a couple games and then take a couple games off. That's not cool. If you're not hurt, you need to be out there playing because these people pay a lot of money for the NBA players to entertain.
Come on, that's like Floyd Mayweather going in the ring and not even fucking throwing punches. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's like Floyd getting in the ring and standing there. instead of doing his defense, moving around.
Instead of throwing punches, all he's doing is dodging and hugging. And come on, man, people came to see a fight. Get punched in the face, take one in the jaw, you know? You're right.
Nah,
that's
he ain't
going to
do that.
Shit. That's just him betting and losing or something.
Hell yeah, he's mad.
Okay, college basketball is more exciting than NBA right now.
Oh, yeah, man. Them niggas be soaring through the air reckless, man. Them niggas be reckless, yo. Them young legs, you get to see who got the new talent coming up. And the ill shit is that a nigga that you think is nice, you think all them niggas is going to the NBA, right? All of them are not going to the NBA, yo. But they all got NBA skills. But that's crazy how... I wonder how many of them really want to go to the NBA. Cause some of them...
I mean, you could tell by the ones that want to go. You know, like number 15 on the Tar Heels, like, this is 20th game with double-doubles. You know, that's somebody you know. He wants those stats. He definitely want to go to the NBA. His name is Bocat.
Yeah,
Bocat. Yeah, he's a center on the Tar Heels. 20 games with double-doubles.
You got to enter the draft, right? Or do you, or they just draft you no matter what? If you don't want to be a basketball player, what if you're one of the illest college basketball players, but you don't want to be a basketball player, you want to be a fucking dentist or some shit?
You could turn it down. You could turn it down. You know?
I wonder if anybody ever did that. Anybody ever turned down being part of the NBA or NFL and did something else?
So if you remember, I forget what football player that was, but he was a football player, and then 9/11 happened, and he quit the NFL to go join the military.
I remember that guy.
Yeah. I forget what his name was, but
yeah, he played for the Cardinals.
Story yep. sounds familiar. Yep. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, 9/11 happened, and he quit the NFL to go join the service.
I'm going to get his name. Patrick
That's
Tillman.
Crazy.
His name is
yeah,
Patrick Tillman.
Go. I wonder if he went out there and came back and got busy.
I don't know if he came back. I don't know if he came back. Yeah, he
Word?
Got killed over there. Yep.
Yeah, he got killed like a year after he enlisted.
Oh, shit, yo.
And this was around the Iraq War.
Damn it, man.
But I thought it was 9/11.
Yeah, 9/11.
After 9/11 hit, you know, he's like, yo, I'm going to go fight for my country and just left the NFL.
Damn it, man. That's crazy. He must have been dumb young.
Yeah, he had to be like 20-something, right? I'm sure his age is there, right?
Yeah, he was 27. He was 27.
Damn. He was really feeling that cause. Shout out all to all the soldiers out there fighting for, you know, the cause that they feel is the cause. You know, they don't feel it. Like, that's got to be the illest feeling, you know, to be a soldier. And you got to follow orders even though you don't feel the cause. You got to fight for this cause that you don't feel.
Well, you know, a lot of people join the military to... You know, just to better their situation, you know? Think about it. You know, it's
a... I know a lot of America does that. Like, America don't... They join it for money, for financial reasons. They don't think there's going to be a war.
Yeah, you know, the military pay for their school. The military pay for their housing, you know?
Some shit pop off, next thing you know. Yes, it's 3,000 miles away in the desert. Shit is real now.
Yeah. Yeah, think about it. Think about how many gang members done enlisted in the military and, you know, they over there, you know, just got blood.
Not even that, fucking gang members, fucking, you got the fuck kids straight out of high school. Because they love to get them young.
Yeah, I've seen a whole thing on military and how the U.S. military is infested with gang members.
Got one of those guys trying to talk to my son.
Like,
nah, we don't do that. We don't do the Army, Navy. We don't do that. I got a letter from our government the other day. I opened it, read it. Said they were suckers. They wanted me for the Army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn. I said never. Chuck D.
Yeah, they used to go hard with the recruiting, too. I mean hard. They stopped
yeah,
over
they
in
the schools,
boy.
Man. They in the schools, man. They in the schools hollering at them. Cause my son's about to graduate. So, you know.
Yeah, but you know, high schools, they always got them ROTC, you know, them ROTC programs in there.
Yeah, Mr. Nah, go over there, Mr. Fuck out of here, try to get niggas to go to fight for some causes that niggas ain't even feeling. Hell no.
Especially with wars
yeah,
like this. Because even with the other guy that played for the Cardinals that got killed, at least he saw it as America's homeland getting attacked, so he wanted to ride for the cause. But this shit here, it's totally different.
Well, I'm getting an echo.
That ain't me, right? nothing.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good.
Yeah, I hear you better now.
Yeah, man.
So we had to make sure that was good.
Screwball Radio live from the motherfucking Matrix. It's time to get it popping with some motherfucking music. As I twist up some.
Hell yeah.
Put some.
Y'all ready
to
go, man. We about to hit him from the. We got to hit him with the Ox of the Bridge. On Mike Bless. And big birthday shout out to Big Twins from the Infamous Mob. We got to give our legends our flowers.
Happy birthday, God.
Already, let's go.
Yeah, DJ, DJ Diaz.
Observed a separate gunshot wound. 6 Sunday night. Breaking news tonight in Queens. Police are telling us that 5 people have been shot. Police are asking anybody with video or photos of the incident to send their images to investigate.
What it is? It's real. When shit was realer, saturated with drug dealers. Shit was real on the streets with gorillas. What the status is, learn to live the lavishness. Born and raised on the streets, not extravagant. Ass sheet to the classy for the dough. Watch for homies whistling about the window. We from the same hood, from the other side. Born to live, but most from projects are born to die. I lay my heart on the track and let the soul bleed. It's for my people on streets, hold it down, they see. From the pavement, lifestyle is entertaining. From the young and the rich to young and dangerous. All infamous, symphony, ridiculous. Simply representing every time that I'm spitting it. From the crooks of Brooklyn to the bridge of Queens. It's Ox City in the mix, man, you know what I mean?
And your city getting high as fuck. I'm on the west side where them niggas throw it up. I say some buck, you know I gotta get it poppin'. Be getting this money, all the shorties watching. They see my dream, that's why they flocking. I've been a G since a little kid. Caught a few bodies, that's what it is. Got the new crib, I'm just chillin'. Me and Mike Bless about to make a killin'. Then the haters start catching feelings. I'm not set yet, I need a few million. Infamous in the building. We know worldwide, you gotta fuck with us. You put in work, you get hurt. These weak ass rappers is wearing skirts.
I dream big like the Queensbridge in New York. Trying to show my people hope, let them know they're not alone. Remain solid, never fall like envelopes. They hate to see you shine like 100 days, folks. And there's a ghetto everywhere, not just in CH. To the streets of L.A., all the way to BK. Shout out to my people grinding, keeping family straight. From the cold streets of New York to sunny CA. Gotta represent for our people, especially Chicanos. All I do is paint my bars with art like I'm Picasso. Hating on my people, but we'll always get across. So, how long will this last? Well, only God knows. Lies told, lies sauce meet at the crossroads. Rivals want me shot like a pot smoke. Cause I'm on my way up, headed to the top floor. From the streets of Queensbridge to little Chicago.
We represent, good, beloved? Slapper, what up, beloved? Primo, I see you. I'll be home soon, God. Peace to the God. Don't sleep on the balls, dog. Big of air. Wait, please. I'm on my way, bro. That's what I'm
saying. Hold up and analyze. Come on, get on, get something. Listen close as I prove my point.
We more solid than they are. Me and Hit Boy, they say we like the new Gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new Wave Guard. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God. Wake up out the bed, scruffy sparking my J. Shine my nickel plated, then I'm starting my day. My old lady call me baby, told her part in my age. 12 shells in the gauge like a cart in the egg. We on home like every carbon, chromosomes on my conscience. Here's a nigga talking nonsense, call him nasty Nostradamus. Rock the pearls and diamonds, break the promise, break the wallet, break the heart, and break the pockets. Taking notes like Adam Johnson. Aristocrats like the chancellor, the answer to the panhandlers. The corners with the mans is up, the dick is up, the skin is up. Yeah, they hands is up, looking in the crowd, yeah. Trying to fuck the world, but my pants are lining best to all my G's before we rest in peace. Cause we sure to rest in peace. The rest is set, the record set as soon as I release. The rumors be up on the streets with no security. They know a nigga overdid. Kinda swag that's passed from your mom and dad. Proud of bags and we cheesing on them Calvin ads. Mighty piece of billboards, 50 feet when out in traffic. Staring at a nigga picture, shit, you bound to crash. No comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit Boy, they say we like the new Gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new Wave Guard. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God.
Hold up and analyze.
That mob got mass appeal.
Come on, get on, get some.
Call a mass nine, niggas hit the lick like. Wake up out the bed, wrap my do-rag up. Say a prayer, I'm thanking God that Mom Dukes had us. Monotone style like Guru on Supremo cuts. Crewneck by McQueen, go nuts. Jewels over my white hoodie like Juvian 9-8. It's movies that I make, Peruvian white flake. It taught the community at a high rate. Adversity I face, I roll my own gas and make sure that it's not late. Damn, I used to hit the block hoping they see me. Watching video music box, sitting close to the TV. I was inspired by Houdini and Cool G. Got my first pair of J's, thought I was 2-3. Air, invest in all my G's before we rest in peace. Cause we sure to rest in peace. My shorty is a piece of mine, a dime piece. I might buy you a piece of property. You might have had some joints, but ain't nothing like me and Rocky seen. No comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit Boy, they say we like the new Gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new Wave Guard. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God.
Come on, get on, get on.
Got mass appeal.
We do our thing.
Listen close as I prove my point.
Let's do it. Maybe the unlimited edition of dance is a little much for you to understand, and I understand. It's hard comprehending winning from your position. You couldn't see the vision, so you aborted the mission. Listen, my hand hot, I'm gracious. I move through the block in the land yacht. That thing spacious is what a different space is. You don't know what 100% imported Italian Egyptian race is. The root of the family tree, they root for me. Along the scenic route from Pickin Avenue to Cantonese. I can't believe you niggas would lose faith in the ace. Get the seeds and put your faith in the ace. Looking good, champ. Put your bag in the trunk before I dismantle your swag and put a mag in your gut. I'm dangerous. Take a couple steps back from me. There's homies in the hood that'll shake a rack for me. The chief back. I know you know the fact on who architected the map on how we got where we at. Beethoven, an orchestrated soldier. Let's get it rolling. Get your chest rolling. We do it big. Been doing it big.
doing it. Yeah, I'ma let you live, but you know what it is. Some people call me the greatest. I'm humble when I say it, I can't deny it. I'm amazing, my cadence is electrifying. Chosen lions, condemn them from the airwaves. Give a minimum wage, I commend them for trying. Look, I built bridges without the alliance. My name should be engraved in mahogany and gave to science. Here's a blueprint on how you do shit. You gotta shake and move shit within your own movement. And don't lose it, keep control. Don't throw out your pole, fishing for positions you can't hold. And remember the goal, this is chef, not checkers. Every step ain't a step, every step is a lesson. You can run into some pressure, but ain't no need to stress in that. It's gonna be some roadblocks on the path to where your blessing at. You gon' have to GPS it, to find another route to get it. Recalculating can take a second, don't be reckless. The G's back, I know you know the fact on who architected the map on how we got where we at. Beethoven, an orchestrated soldier. Let's get it rolling, get your chest rolling. We do it big, been doing it big, and still doing it big. Yeah, I'ma let you live, but you know what it is.
Oh, he gonna call back in a second. I think his call got dropped, but
yeah,
that heat was so crazy, and it made the reception get a little thrown a little off.
Yeah, definitely a lot of heat. Whoever out there listening, man, call up, let us know how y'all feel about today's show, man. Chop it up with us. We live on air right now. What's the number, E?
Yeah, you bet, poet.
Yeah, we're going to keep coming with that fire. You know, temporary problems over here, but be back. Yeah, I like that.
Yo, this is a good segue. Yeah, this is a good segue for this man, because, you know, it's official now. Onyx and Cypress Hill going to do the verses for next month.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Good entertainment, man. Good entertainment, good music. You know, even though the verses done died down, you know, pandemic over, you know, shows are opening up, so you can go see artists perform now. You know, there's artists touring around the world.
I don't know about that versus, but hey, let niggas do what they do.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it. Definitely going to watch that. Two good artists, two good groups, good music, classic music.
I mean, if they're going to get down to it, get down to it, man. Fuck the battle of the bands type shit. That's what they trying to get away with, like hip-hop battle of the bands. But Jada took it to back to the park on niggas. But niggas ain't trying to do that. You know, Jada cheated.
Jada,
because if they had did it the way it's supposed to be, Dipset wins. Because they got the fucking bigger hits, bigger joints. But Jada was like, nah, bring it to these joints. They count too. My mixtape shit. With the Jada laugh.
And the features. Mixtapes and features.
Freestyles. Yeah, see, Jada said, nah. Yeah, I got the bigger joints, but y'all ain't got the heat. The battle shit, that's a battle. Them niggas want to do the battle of the bands. Like, yeah, you do your songs, I do my songs, and the people applaud us both and love us both. Jada was like, fuck that. I'm here to get at y'all niggas.
Yeah, but Jada had to do that, you know, because he'd been on, like, that was like his third verses. You know, he did two by himself. Then he did one with the Locks, you know. He had to come with that.
The other ones didn't have no crowd, though, right?
Nah, not no, no, because it was quarantine. They had little, like, him and Fabulous. That was, like, in a small studio somewhere. Then he had another one.
The DMX Snoop one. The DMX Snoop one and with the people there. That should have been bananas. The dogs versus the dog. But they had to do it on the comm tip in the studio. It was cool. But
well, it wasn't comm tip. It was just the fact that COVID was so big at that time. You know, that was like when the monster COVID was running around. You know, when Jada and them days, it was a different variant. It wasn't as bad, you know?
Yeah.
You know, all of the beginning verses were like, they had to do that. They had to do it that way just to keep people entertained and be safe at the same time, you know? There was no vaccine. There was no nothing at that time. It was just wear your mask and clean your hands and change your clothes before you enter your house, you know? So people was like, man, fuck that shit. I ain't even leaving. Let's figure out a way that we could look at each other and play this music. But
I wonder,
you know,
what's
like,
the most people even. I wonder what's the most viewed versus.
I think the most viewed is Brandy and Monica.
Damn.
Get out of here.
I think so, because I remember before it even came on, they did a million tops.
Damn.
I think that's number one, and Jeezy and Gucci's number two.
Wow.
Yeah, look into
I mean,
that.
I gotta look it up.
Oh, so what the fuck you talking about?
For the KRS, but the KRS and I was gonna say y'all, but the KRS and Big Daddy Kane was real dope because it broke down the five elements, and you had your battles, you had the battling energy, you had the B boys, you had the DJing, you had the shit talking,
yeah, but you know like, but you know that those ones, I feel like those ones like all right, so let's say the Locks and Dipset. Imagine if that was in a quarantine studio. Those numbers would have been way higher. Those numbers, because everybody that was at the Garden would have had to watch it, you know, streaming. So those numbers would have been way higher. But the fact that a lot of people bought tickets and packed it out, you know, that's probably why they didn't really do all those big numbers. You know, think about how many people was in the Garden for the Locks and Dipset.
I know, but it wasn't a million.
No, but it would have added to the viewers, to the people that was watching. Those amount would have added to whatever was the people watching. So the number would have been higher.
That's a small amount compared to in the streaming.
No, you're not understanding me. Like the amount of people that was there, they're not streaming it. Imagine if they had the streaming. So if you even had, let's just say you had.
That amount of people that was there is a small amount of people.
20,000 plus. Let's say 20,000 people was there watching. And let's say those people had to watch it on their phone. It would have been, the number would have been up more in the streaming, you know, but because people was allowed to go there, that's probably why they didn't really do big numbers. But if everything was closed off and you had to stream and you had to watch on your phone or on your laptop, wherever you was watching, those numbers would be higher. I think so.
I don't think that room that they was using in the Garden was 20,000 room, but it's definitely a big room.
Yeah, that played a key role with more people. I think Snoop and they got Snoop and DMX at the still the highest at 111.7 million.
Yeah, but again, that was somewhere where they was just in. There's no audience. Everybody had to tap into streaming. They had to click on their live, or they had to go to Twitch, or what's the name of that site that you had to go to? I know.
Yeah, it was Twitch.
Triller. It was the Triller. Or on IG. There's only two places you could have watched it. And that's no audience. They in front of a camera and they just rocking. So the whole West Coast was watching. The whole East Coast was watching. You know, people overseas watching. Definitely.
But it should be interesting just based off energy alone. Because Cypress got some hype joints. Onyx got some hype joints. So it should be interesting.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. You know, the Onyx is more rough and rugged. You know, Cypress Hill is gangster, but high. So, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch that one. I don't know. To me, the best verses to me, was for me and RZA. That was one of my favorite ones. Tony Touch versus Doo-Wop. That was another one of my favorite ones. You know, because it was just based on music. It was just based on music. It wasn't based on, oh, you go, now you go. I mean, it was still you go, but it was like the production, they production versus his production. You know, Tony Touch, his tapes and his best features versus his tape and his best features, you know?
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Let's keep the shit popping, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but we got five more minutes to spare, though, man.
Yeah,
give him that new joint of mine, man.
Yeah, got a new joint from you, man, that we got to play, man. We got to keep that authentic cloth buzzing going, man. You know, you got the bloggers giving great reviews on it. The streets is loving it. So, you know, we got to show you love, bro.
Good looking.
Let's get to it, man.
We appreciate it.
Always. So this joint here for my brother Comet, Get Through My Pain, Comet X Suave.
Yeah,
my carry cloth out now. Get that.
Yeah, Carry Through My Pain. Featuring Indigo Phoenix and St. Ivan the Terrible. Shout out DJ Suave.
Let's get it.
The pain.
You can never walk a mile in my shoes or live where I've been at. The pain of poverty, the pain that I carry. A sole survivor in my troubled times. Thank God for shedding light on mine. To my real ones who lost their life. Hit the block, shit ain't right. I still look up at your window reminiscing on the good times. But I still gotta pack heat in case suckers try and clap me. Cold of the streets, the web that we weave. The pain that I bleed for my family. Madman, the losses that we suffered. Left us lost in the cluster, ashes to ashes. Left scattered over the planet. Another bottle down the hatches. Mules and candles, tattoos and teardrops. Let the liquor wash away the pain. Hear voices like you talking to me. In my darkest hours, locked in a cell block. My daughter born out of wedlock. The pain I carry, son got chalk over slap box. And part of my life went down with the coffin. The pain is often the pain that I carry. In the mirror playing Bloody Mary, burning one for Rosie. Looking at the clouds, I know you watching over me. As I walk through the valley of death with the torch on me.
Still carry through the pain.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. I reverse the spell of Leviathan, my word is born. Penetrate the heart of the beast with these 15 daggers. Uplift my people consciousness, that's all that matters. Empowered by my spot, keep them highly indoctrinated. For ignorance of wisdom, keep the hopeless motivated. Yeah, but through the struggle, reside in purgatory. Been deep off in these streets, they didn't do shit for me. Rose and toys from the flames, why you wanna ignore me? Excite to your third eye, why you wanna abhor me? They crucify me, wanna cry. The thorns to adorn me. See, they don't want the goddess, nah, they want to torn me. My bender, all they do is propel my agenda. Bad energy, I rebuke it, return it back to sender. They wanna romp with me, but they unworthy contenders. Full of jealousy, hatred, and disdain. But I'm resilient and I push through my pain. I do it for the love, but shit hurts all the same. Do it for the culture, they do it for the fame. Work ethic is impeccable, we are not the same. This is funny style, turn a blind eye to my lane. I lost the best of planets, so I do not complain.
To carry the pain.
The pain that I carry, stressing, causing depression. Led me to my life being in question. Trying to find my purpose here, struggling hard to persevere. Peers all excelling while I'm stuck here. Trapped going nowhere, even though I grind, got a lot of work. So many years, many losses, and a lot of hurt. Sacrifices, I done did it and been committed since the adolescence. Learned much lessons. My reflection when I look back in retrospect. Things that were incorrect, flaws that I fight to perfect. Haunted regret, all the sorrow that I caused. Moving lost without remorse, now affects me time and time again. Plaguing my thoughts with the would've, should've, could've. If I only, but I didn't. This ain't a race, it's not to the swift, but still I'm winded. All praises to the Almighty that's been by me and giving me the strength to go the length. I give thanks if it wasn't for the mercy that was given. I'd be dead or veggie bedridden or rotting away in prison. Glad I changed even though I stumbled. Punishments received and accepted all the humble. Cause life ain't easy, especially living in the jungle. It ain't just physically, you gotta rumble. Thank you.
To carry through the pain.
That's what I'm talking about right there, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. I was just straight off that authentic cloth. Carry through my pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fire.
We had to definitely end the show with that note, man. Be sure to get it right now. And to let people
really?
Know,
yeah, get that.
Let people know where they can find your personal social media handles and where to buy the album as well.
I mean, they could go to linktree.com/commonmadman. You get all my everything there, all my handles, But, you know, they could just check me on IG, comma5000. You know, if they want to buy the album, they can go to comma5000.bandcamp.com and cop the album there, you know. And it's going to be available for streaming in another week. Another week it'll be available for the streamers. But, you know, thank you to all the collectors and the people that support the artists, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, man, Common's one of the supporters of a lot of hip-hop out there. If your shit come out and you hot, oh, he's going to cop your shit. He buys
yeah, I got
it.
So, I got it. If, whether it come out on CD
out
or vinyl.
Support this man because this man supports hip-hop all the way.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, this has been a dope episode for the books. And we're going to end the show on a dope note, man. You know, we're talking about albums and stuff. It's an anniversary for the Ghetto Boys classic album, The Resurrection. So
yeah,
we got to pay homage to the South on a positive note. And we're going to play one of them joints from there. And we're going to see y'all next week.
Salute to legend, man. Rest in peace, Bucks. Bushwick Bill.
Rest in peace, homie.
So to next week, same time, same channel. Y'all know the biz.
Let's get it.
Time, motherfucker, time, motherfucker, time, motherfucker, time, motherfucker. we getting shit done, you know what I'm saying? Ghetto Boys, 1996, the year 2000 and forever. And the shit don't stop until I say it's over with, motherfucker. Okay? This is Ghetto Boys for life.